Test 1, 2, 3. The time is 11:48 a.m. It is November 18th. We will soon begin the Future Challenges Working Group in the room Golden Horn.
Hi, all. If everybody can please take their seats, we'll be starting the meeting in about 60.
Por favor, los invitamos a tomar sus asientos. Vamos a comenzar la reunión en 60 segundos.
Jean-Jacques, are you connected? Can everybody please mute their speakers to their computer?
There's a terrible echo in there.
If somebody's... Yes, we can hear you now.
Good. Good. So, Matt, can you tell me when you want to start?
Please, we're ready when you are.
Okay. Can you put up the agenda on the slide or in the notes, the meeting info? Hello?
Yes, Jean-Jacques, we'll upload the agenda right now.
Yes. So while you do that, could you take the roll call, please? As for a working group, we don't, especially for this kind of meeting, we don't need to have a quorum, right, our members. Hello?
Hi, Jean-Jacques. Yes, we'll start right now.
Yes, I was saying, I suppose that this for this kind of meeting, you don't need a quorum, so we can start.
Hi, it's Yamani from...
Wow, Argentina is far away.
Sorry for the connection. We'll now begin the roll call. Amani, can you please start again?
Hi, it's Imani from Niue.
Garth Bruin, Chair of Norello.
Aziz Hilali Afralo.
Yule Morenes, Norello Secretariat.
Wolf Ludwig, Norello.
Carlton Samuels, ELAC.
Maureen Hilliard, Peck ISOC.
Holly Raish, ELAC.
Ellen Strickland, Internet New Zealand.
Evan Leibovich, ALAC. Grateful for the timing.
Matt Asciani, ICANN staff.
Sylvia Vivanco, ICANN staff.
Julia Chauvelin, ICANN staff.
Heidi Ulrich, ICANN staff.
And Jean-Jacques Subrana, ALAC. So, Evan, since you're there, I suggest that you...
Jean-Jacques, sorry, this is Heidi. We have a few more people on the table.
So, okay, sorry.
Ajawatara Afralu.
Carlo Javier Reforma, ALAC, Lagrala.
Glenn McKnight in Norello, incoming Secretariat.
Right, I was about to say, thank you, everyone. Evan, could you share the proceedings? Because I only have a very small screen and I don't see the whole outfit. I can't see everyone, so I don't know when people are making signs or wanting to speak. I'll take up item two, but could you lead off on item one, please, Evan?
Actually, Jean-Jacques, before we go ahead with that, there's other people in the room who are not seated at the usual U-shaped table, and I'd like to find out and get an idea of who we have joining us. We start over on this side. There is a roaming microphone.
Hi, my name is Denise Roselot. I come from Santiago, Chile. I work for Mercurio, which is a newspaper.
Hi, my name is Pilar. I'm a colleague of Denise. We work in El Mercurio. That's one of the biggest media group in Chile, so we're attending the meeting.
Philippe Dubois from Belgium, CCTLD and GTLD operator.
Patrick Miles from Santa, Brussels.
My name is Fola from Nigeria. I work for NITDA, National Information Technology Development Agency.
Carlos Chap from government in Argentina.
Eduardo Gabelloni del Centro Argentino de Ingenieros.
Gabriel Fragnoli, Argentine government.
Yusuf Amadou, University of Ghana, ICANN fellow.
Okay. Mamad Borgou, Nichad, the city government. Yes.
Siva Subramanian from ISOC India, Chennai at large.
Juan Ignacio Aime from Argentina, Ajea Densi Academics.
I am Mistura Aruna from Nigeria. I work for the telecoms regulator in Nigeria, Nigerian Communications Commission.
Okay. And there's a number of people who are participating remotely. If any of you would like to introduce yourselves, we have people I noticed from quite a global community. So is anybody online that would like to introduce themselves or involved by Adobe Connect or otherwise? Okay. We'll move on then. Just as a little bit of introduction, for those of you who are new to our working group, one of the reasons why we have this, the Future Challenges Working Group within ALAC, is to try and avoid the common tendency that we simply react to other things that ICANN does. Typically, advisory councils have waited for ICANN to do things, and then we have advised on them. Future Challenges is an attempt to be proactive. It's an attempt to try and anticipate problems, to anticipate issues that are coming up, and to try and act upon them, and in fact try and help steer ICANN and try and drive ICANN's agenda as opposed to simply reacting to it. Based on that, the first issue on our agenda is a general topic that Jean-Jacques Subrenel will be leading remotely. It is on the topic of the Internet as a space of freedom, the user perspective. If you wish to speak, please raise your hand. If you're in Adobe Connect and you can raise your hand in there, please do so. I will do my best to maintain a queue. Jean-Jacques, go ahead.
Thank you, Evan. I hope you can hear me loud and clear. This is Jean-Jacques Sibon asking. Looking at the agenda, I thought that the first agenda item was At Large Future Challenges Working Group R3 White Paper. Oh. That's why I was suggesting also that you start off. I'm prepared to take up my next subject if you wish, but perhaps you can tell me whether we will be following the agenda. Thank you.
Okay. Jean-Jacques, I guess I'd prefer you go first. The R3 thing is, well, maybe we can just deal with that, because essentially those of you who participated in the group before know that we produced a paper called R3, a white paper that was submitted and indicated what At Large believed to be what ICANN needed to do going forward. It is interesting that a number of the things that we anticipated and that we called upon are actually being realized with the work going on with the Montevideo statement, with the Brazil conference being called, and in fact, At Large was one of the first communities within ICANN to support the CEO of ICANN and what was being done and the leadership being taken, and noted that in fact it fell in line with much of what was being suggested in that white paper. So it's interesting. I just came from the main session where people were talking about the lack of community call for ICANN to take a leadership position. Well, ALAC has been doing this for quite some time. And so at least within our community, we've been calling for this. And it's no surprise to, and in fact quite welcome to see the CEO act the way he did. But essentially what we have as an agenda item here is essentially to give closure to this. We've produced the document. ALAC unanimously endorsed it. It's gone on. It has been widely read. It, in fact, I believe, maybe Olivia, you can confirm that it, in fact, has been mentioned in the ATRT proceedings. Sorry, Olivia is here.
Olivia Capanulo speaking. Yes, it has been mentioned in the ATRT proceedings. Thank you.
And in fact, in a moment, Jean-Jacques, I believe you've told me that you've heard it heard elsewhere within ICANN's governance circles. So the paper has been very well accepted, I believe. Has it gone mainstream? Probably not, but I believe it's been seen in the circles in governance where it's needed to be. And it's sort of staked out a role for ALAC in trying to be proactive and giving an idea of where ALAC needs to, ICANN needs to go. Jean-Jacques, did you want to add anything about, in your awareness, where you've heard the R3 paper either being mentioned or influencing other issues to do with governance?
Yes, thank you, Evan. This is Jean-Jacques. To answer your question, Evan, yes, I've had over the months several references to the R3 paper. Perhaps you should, or staff should put somewhere on the page the title of that. It's Making ICANN Responsive, Relevant, and Respected, I think. So the two parts, I say this for those who are pretty new to this, one part in analysis, long-term and medium-term, and another part which was in the recommendations. So I'm especially glad that this has been put to the attention of the ART, the Accountability and Transparency Review Team, which is sort of an occasional review of ICANN and its functioning. The last thing I would like to say is that in order to bringing this to closure, Evan, I would like to ask you if you have gone forward with the idea you brought out on the ALAC list a few days ago, which was to establish a connection between the work we have done, meaning the three white paper, and things being done elsewhere, especially in ISAC. If you could answer that question, then I would be glad to call this to a closure as a contribution of the ALAC to the overall work of ICANN. Thank you.
Jean-Jacques, this is Evan speaking. Are you proposing that we actually have a formal action item from here in terms of recommending to ALAC further action?
Yes, I would recommend that if you do not object, as you are the author of that idea about a week ago.
Heidi, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Evan. This is Heidi for the record. If that is an action item, could one of you please state it as you would like it recorded?
Okay.
May I suggest that this is Jean-Jacques speaking. May I suggest, and I'll let you refine the wording. English is not my mother tongue. Action item with FCWG co-chairs, Evan and Joshak, staff to establish of possible contacts for joint action on the basis of R3. EG at SOC, something like that. It's a bit long, but it is a meeting.
Jean-Jacques, I'll work offline with staff to fine-tune the wording of that. But essentially, the gist of this, with the working group's approval and engagement, to essentially say that although the R3 work itself is closed, the document is closed, it's been approved, it's been distributed, that we want to have an ongoing engagement based on the activity of that to consider ongoing work, especially with ICANN getting more involved in broader internet governance issues, perhaps with possibly with an eye to doing a follow-up to R3. But with the working group's approval, then I will work offline with staff to fine-tune that. Is there any disagreement to proceeding with that? Seeing nothing in the chat room and seeing no objections in the floor, then we'll consider that action item approved. As I said, I'll work offline together with Jean-Jacques and staff to refine the wording of that. And so we will close that issue and move on to the next one. On the agenda, this is item 2, next FCWG work. And this is in keeping with this committee, we tend to have not very strict items because, again, we are trying to think ahead. We're trying to think forward, not trying to be reactive, which sometimes means that formal agendas sometimes get in the way of being creative and being proactive. So what we have here is a topic that Jean-Jacques will lead. The topic of this is the Internet as a space of freedom, the user perspective. The action items and what we put forward to ALAC is totally open-ended and up to what this group wants to do. With that, I will hand the floor for this over to Jean-Jacques. Go ahead.
Thank you, Evan. This is Jean-Jacques speaking. Let me say a few words to introduce the subject I proposed to Evan and that you are now proposing to be as co-chairs of the Future Challenges Working Group. The Internet is a space of freedom, the user perspective. It's very wide and perhaps not very usual in the framework of a committee of ICANN. But we brought this up because we are now in a period where, although technical problems remain of great importance for ICANN and all its users, we believe that more and more there is an element of governance which is necessary and which has to be looked to. We can no longer claim, as we did 5 or 10 years ago, that there are really silos and certain things are strictly technical and should be taken care of strictly by technicians or engineers, and other aspects are purely legal and therefore are the select domain of lawyers, etc. What we have seen over the years, and perhaps even more over the past few months, indeed, is that big policy has a huge impact on the user experience, on the user perspective. To be more precise, revelations made mainly through the Guardian in London over the past few months, let's say since June, about the way that the Internet is sometimes used by public authorities here and there, has a direct relationship with the users. In fact, we discover that there is a terrible mismatch between the expectation of the general user, which is that the default setting of his involvement in the Internet should be the widest possible protection of his personal data. And we find out over the past months that, in fact, it is anything but the protection of private data. Of course, there are good reasons sometimes for public authority to try to find out things, but we believe that in the name of terrorism, some abuses have been committed. So our perspective is that of the user community. ALAC is the at-large advisory committee, and we purport to represent the interests of the general internet user. So from that point of view, we believe that it is now time to look at the internet in a wider perspective, not simply as a technical tool, not simply as a legal opportunity or hindrance, not only as a business field wide open for money-making, but also for the respect of fundamental rights, the freedom of expression, the protection of private data, etc. So in order to go about this, I had suggested that we have a fairly wide topic. Therefore, the title, The Internet as a Space of Freedom, the User Perspective, and that this study should comprise several elements. First of all, a very clear-minded analysis of what are currently and in the foreseeable future the threats to freedom, the user perspective. The second part would be to set out the possible ways in which this could be amended, either through technical means, for instance, the IETF, Internet Engineering Task Force, is working very hard now on devising technical means, software and methods, processes, in order to better ensure privacy and safety on the internet as a default setting. But we think that is not sufficient. We have to have a more complete view of the possibilities. And the third and last part will comprise of recommendations. For the time being, we have not established yet to whom these recommendations will be addressed. But I think that it is quite clear that if this work gets value, I mean, is done such a way that it presents value, then there will surely be a natural destination for our joint work. The second item under this topic is proposed scope and calendar. I've spoken about the scope already. The calendar, I think we should give ourselves several months. I would suggest that the first part of the work should be already undertaken before ICANN 49, which is in the spring next year. And the third aspect is a call for volunteers able and willing to participate. That means we are not looking for people who are just interested in the subject, but people who are interested and who are knowledgeable about the general aspect of governance, but also of human rights, of freedom of expression, etc., or censorship also, whether it be from a legal or a technical standpoint. So I'm sorry I was a bit long, and I took all three points under this agenda item, but since I was not sure that my connection would last that long, it seems it has, I preferred giving it to you all in one shot, and now I'm interested to hear the feedback. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Jean-Jacques. I have a queue starting with Salah first, but I have one other question or comment of my own first. And that is, I'm going to ask the obvious question that I'm going to anticipate hearing from others outside the at-large community, and that is whether or not we have, as an ICANN-constituted body, the justification for talking about issues that in some ways clearly go beyond the issue of names and numbers. It's a legitimate question. We have a legitimate answer, but I can already anticipate that we will get asked this. Clearly there are concerns amongst others in the community that ICANN has a very specific mission, that it not engage in mission creep, and that we need to anticipate that when at large is asked about why we're doing this kind of thing, that we have a cohesive answer. Jean-Jacques, did you want to address that at all? Because I know you've been thinking about it and you've anticipated this.
Thanks. May I suggest that we take several questions and those among our community who wish to address that same question first are most welcome to do that, because it would keep some sense of order in our discussion.
Okay, this is Evan speaking again. So right now I have a queue with Salah. Garth, is anybody else interested in speaking right now? Please, even if you've not usually been a member of this group before, we're happy to have comments from anyone here. Okay, so first, Salah, go ahead.
Thank you, Evan. Salah Tamanika Amaro for the transcripts. These are my personal views. I just thought I'd mention it. In essence, when we had the board meeting with the technical liaison working group, what was made clear to the community was, from a management perspective, that there's a distinction between technical advice and policy and that sort of thing. So in terms of, and also in terms of the evolution of internet governance globally, what we're witnessing is we're seeing strategies from the traditional ISTARS organization to keep public policy discussions out of the operational contours of the various institutions. Now this, in a sense, poses a challenge, and I thought the working group might want to take note, particularly in light of the post-Snowden revelations and its impact and implications on strategies by governments and civil society and the private sector around the world. Having said that, I will say that I'm not sure if you have access to the INET list, which is actually supposed to be the roundtable coordinating the forum for discussions for the Brazil engagement next year. Just this morning, it was released to the community, the global community, the models for engagement. One of the challenges that communities like civil society and some other constituencies feel that they were not part of the discussions in terms of identifying the issues and setting the agenda. And a critical evolution that occurred in that announcement was it was made clear that there would be no discussion on policy, on public policy, things like human rights, as you were mentioning, Jean-Jacques. And in terms of threats to ICANN in the context of this working group, future challenges, and within this particular ecosystem, what I perceive is going to happen is there's going to be an unusual backlash to the community, which I had hoped wasn't going to happen, because some of us have been doing as much as possible to try to build bridges. I'm not sure if most people are aware of this, but as we are here, there are also plenipot preparation meetings happening in five regions around the world preparing for Busan. And just before Bali happened, 89 countries signed the cybersecurity framework. And there are two issues at stake. It's not only cybersecurity, it's also issues of, aside from law enforcement, it's also taxation in terms of e-commerce, particularly in a global climate where the economic climate is declining. I thought I'd just add that to the mix, Evan. Thank you, Jean-Jacques.
Okay. Next in the queue, I have Garth Bruin.
Thank you, Garth Bruin, Chair Naralo. I would like to specifically address what you were saying about ICANN citing its specific technical mandate. I feel like this is cited frequently whenever ICANN doesn't want to deal with something, even though it is actually within their technical mandate. And that technical mandate actually is a fairly large blanket that covers lots of different things. And I think that that's just a go-to knee-jerk response whenever you want to bring up an issue that is important, especially to internet users and consumers. And we just have to respond by saying, this is in your technical mandate. Thanks.
Thank you. Jean-Jacques, right now the queue is empty. Did you want to speak for a moment?
Thank you, Evan. This is Jean-Jacques. Yes, I'll try to take up all the points mentioned thus far. First, Evan, you mentioned that there were or could be questions about the justification for any part of ICANN to take up an issue like one which is before you. the interesting thing about the Future Challenges Working Group is that it is not bound and certainly does not feel itself bound by past trends or patterns of dealing mainly with things of wording, which of course have an impact on the processes within ICANN. The reason why the ALAC decided in the first place about two something years ago in Los Angeles to establish this Future Challenges Working Group was exactly because it inserts itself, it takes place in the evolution of the at-large community. At first it was tolerated in a way, but then, thanks to the initiative of a few people who, among others, were working together in the ALAC review working group, recommendations came out which went beyond what the initiators of the ALAC perhaps a few years ago had thought possible. Because, as you know, now one voting member of the ICANN board is designated, is chosen by the at-large community. That's one proof. Another proof is the R3 paper, which we initiated. Actually, it started as an idea between Evan and I and myself. And there were later on co-authors who joined us. It was felt to be legitimate to have a much broader view and to propose recommendations which were not strictly limited to the narrow view of what one can usually call technical advice. In saying so, I believe I'm also answering, at least in part, the remarks by Sal and Garth. Remarks by Garth, I agree with. Technical mandate was a sort of a mantra in order to say, children, don't get naughty, don't leave your sandpit. And Fala, technical advice is different from policy, of course. But then, you see, I think that an organization such as ICANN, which is still very recent in human terms, after all, coming on 15 years. In ICANN history is a long, long time, but in human time, it's not that long. So we can say that it's still in the process of growing. And after all, the way we form ourselves, the way we operate, the way we think of our future also depends, of course, to a very small extent. It depends on the members of our at-large community because we don't have a voting power, as does the board. But I think that we are here to prove that it is important to integrate, when necessary at the large view, the user perspective. So, in essence, and to resume my own response to Vinsala and Salaneta, I would say that, there is a difference between technical advice and policy, is there? Good. So what? Not sufficient. Let's go beyond that. And that's why I proposed the Internet as a space of freedom, : the user perspective. Because it is the user perspective which makes it justified that we look at those items which so far have often been neglected. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Jean-Jacques. We have one more person in the queue. Siva, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Siva Subramanian Muthuswamy from ISOC India Chennai ALS. And I was thinking that in terms of revenue and money flow, there is now a tremendous growth in ICANN's revenues. And so from an organization of size $30 to $60 million, it's now $300 million, largely from new GTLD revenue.
And the amount of money flow could very well exceed $500 million if we take into account the potential of auction revenue. Whether or not it is within the scope of this working group, I feel that this working group could also look at the challenges and, more importantly, the opportunities of handling or advising ICANN to handle this wealth for the good of the internet. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Eva. And also, I just would want to make one other note on something you said, Jean-Jacques, in making the stress on end users. The consideration of end user needs is fairly new to ICANN, it seems. While At Large has been around for some time, and while we have a bylaw mandate to represent the interests of end users, it's only been fairly recently that the CEO of ICANN has gone as far as to say that the ultimate consumer, the ultimate beneficiary of ICANN is not the commercial interest, but in fact the end user. This is actually a fairly new concept, it seems, within ICANN. And so I think we have an opportunity here to try and address that. Sally, you had another comment.
Thank you, Evan. Sala for the transcripts. I just wanted to clarify Jean-Jacques when I mentioned the distinction between technical advice and public policy. I was merely quoting from what management had mentioned at the meeting yesterday. It's not something I necessarily believe in. Having said that, one of considerable challenges, and I completely agree with Garth and you, Jean-Jacques, is that if you separate the public policy aspects of, particularly in discussions within ICANN, where it pertains to technical aspects, and I really like how Avri put it yesterday when she said, look, every technical advice has a policy strata, whether you like it or not. And this is coming from someone who interfaces in all realms. And so having said that, if you don't have the discussions here, the danger and the threat to ICANN is you essentially are leaving room for the discussions to be taken elsewhere. Now, I'd just like to point out and to clarify that for me, and this is me speaking personally, I would like to see critical internet resources continue to be managed operationally by the organic bodies that currently exist. I have no issues with that. But the challenge that remains is there are substantive issues being brought forward by the community outside of ICANN, whether it's being raised from governments, whether it's being raised from civil society, pertaining exactly to what Jean-Jacques mentioned, privacy, surveillance, extent of who is accuracy, interoperability. And these are substantial issues. And if it doesn't get discussed, it leaves room for somebody else to hijack the discussions. Having said that, I would like to add that if we look at how telecommunications has evolved, revenue has moved from minutes, and Carlton, who and Eduardo, who are experts in telecommunications, they know this well. It's no longer voice and minutes. The revenue is not only in TLDs. We're talking about TLDs, but Evan had already mentioned that in a previous paper to this working group. You have dotless domains. The revenue has shifted to data aggregation. And the problem is, if we don't address issues like big data, if we don't address issues like the public policy strategies pertaining to these technical things, I'm sorry, someone is going to raise it into another forum. And I think the working group is well-placed and positioned, and you probably already have a wiki, to call for comments from the community to input into that policy process before the Brazil meeting. And I think the deadline is March 1st, 2014. Now, whether it wants to do it separate from ICANN or whether it wants to do it as an at-large community as opposed to being under ICANN umbrella, that's something for the community to decide. But I would really ask the working group leaders and also the XCOM to seriously consider this issue. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we have one other speaker, Carlton. We're getting close to the top of the hour, so.
I'm just going to say, it's Carlton Samuels for the record. I'm just going to say to emphasize what Saleh is saying. I mean, it's very important that you understand the issues that are driving the ferment in the ecosystem. While they may not be ICANN issues, ICANN is seen as having fingerprints on these issues. So we must respond, regardless of whether we think it's us who have to make the move or it's us who have to lead. That's a debate. But you cannot stand with your hands in your pockets. This has to happen. Thank you, Saleh, for mentioning that.
Okay, thanks. And with that, and Jean-Jacques, did you have any other comments at this point? Because we're getting close to the top of the hour and we have another group starting immediately after ours, what I'd like to do is turn this into an action item and then move on to the final issue. Jean-Jacques, do you have anything to add at this point?
Thank you. In order to facilitate perhaps our work as co-chairs and the work of staff for the formulation of the action item, I will just come back briefly on the remarks by Shiva, Salaneta, and Carlton. So I think the gist of what they say is to indicate that we should not limit ourselves by looking at past tendencies in ICANN, which were very technical, with a clear demarcation between policy and operation, or between the technical and the policy realms. I can only agree with them that there must be discussion on the ecosystem in which ICANN operates, and not only on what ICANN has been or is today. That's clear. So what concrete results do I get from this brief discussion we had today? First, that there is some interest in our initiative. There are also suggestions on the fact that we should not feel feeble-minded about including wide aspects and deep aspects, even if they sometimes go beyond the bounds of apparent ICANN remit. And this we will do. Specifically, I think that we will have to put in part, which I mentioned earlier, a good overview of the problems, expectations, rights, and prospects for internet use in general. And that would be a good catalogue of what is going right, what's going wrong, and what needs to be improved, not in the light of ICANN structures, but in the light of future challenges to the internet. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Jean-Jacques, you were breaking up a bit, but because of we're pressed for time right now, I want to take some of those comments that you have offline, so I'm going to suggest from here an action item going forward. I would like us to propose from this committee, from this working group to the ALAC, to create a working space, to create an activity based on what you've started, Jean-Jacques, with you coordinating this, and to put out a call for volunteers. A call that goes out beyond the simple regular ALAC and leadership, but goes out to the RALOs and to the ALSs, because this is somewhere where you may have people that don't normally have an interest in ICANN governance, but may have interest in these subject areas. So I think we need to actually put a call out to volunteers to the broader ALS community. So I'm going to make a suggestion for an action item, and again, Jean-Jacques and I will work offline with staff to present something to ALAC, to create a wiki space for this, to create a discussion area, and Jean-Jacques, I would ask you to formulate an abstract of this that would then we would use as a basis to invite other participants to come in, and between us, then we would decide how to proceed and what needs to be done. Jean-Jacques, are you okay with that?
Yes, this is I would agree. Thank you very much for the suggestion.
Okay. Is there any opposition within this working group to the action, to the course of action that we've suggested? Okay. Having seen none, As I mentioned, I'll work offline with Jean-Jacques and staff to refine this as something for presentation to ALAC. And so, to ALAC for its Thursday meeting for consideration at that time. Okay, the final item is very appropriate considering the meeting simply that's immediately following ours. And that is to address the fact that until now, Future Challenges has addressed ALAC concerns with ICANN compliance issues, and that we've taken it upon us to try and do some of the research and some of the presentation on compliance. While this is absolutely necessary and it's demanded, the creation or the merger of two other working groups into something that we now call the Regulatory Issues Working Group, that will be meeting immediately after this group in the same room. And so I believe a decision was made that it is more appropriate to have discussions of ICANN's role in compliance, its effectiveness in compliance, and any issues to do with that should be handled by that working group and not this one. So I want to make a formal proposition that issues to do with compliance be addressed by the Regulatory Issues Working Group and not this one. Is there any comment or opposition to that proposal? Okay. Looking around in the chat area, looking around in the room, I see no opposition. So we have the two chairs of the Regulatory Issues Working Group right here with us. Carlton or Holly, did you want to say anything about this now that it's about to be tossed into your lap?
We sort of agree. I think my question, Holly Raish for the transcript record, sorry. My question, compliance to me.
Sorry, point of order. The working group is not created yet, and so the chairs don't exist yet. I'm sorry. So well, you could say
it.
As
I don't have it not to exist.
So who's leading? The co-chairs, I guess it's co-chaired by the Who Is policy and the Register and Rights Working Group co-chairs.
Right.
So you can ask them if you want.
This is Evan. Okay, I'm asking.
Right. In one sense, I think it does make sense because the focus of the proposed new group, and I'm actually going to propose a different name to Regulatory Issues, has been surrounding all of the issues that have had to do with the RAA. And the RAA essentially is perhaps the one issue where it's based on a contract and it's based on contractual compliance, so the sort of compliance that we're talking about really can only arise out of the RAA. I guess my question is, are there any other areas that people can think of where compliance in that sense falls outside of RAA issues? Because that would be my one question.
Okay. Thanks, Holly. I would also just note that any time you're speaking now cuts into your own time in your own group. So we are 6 minutes into the hour, and I'm told there's some technical issues that we need to address in between the two working group meetings. So if there's no other opposition, then we will formally adopt the moving of this issue over to the new working group, whatever it is to be called. And with that, we've completed the agenda. Jean-Jacques, did you have any other things to add before we close this working group meeting?
I just pointed out to staff that any other business would more likely come under item 4 instead of being included in 3 as 3A. But that's a minor detail. I have nothing else to add. Thank you very much.
Okay, so having said that, then thanks to all in the working group. Thank you for coming. After we have a short break and address some technical issues, the RAA, Registrant Rights, whatever you intend to call it next working group, and who is, and sundry, will meet here after, I guess, about a 5 minute break in the same room. Thank you all.
So this is Mr. Jean-Jacques, please excuse my not being with you in Buenos Aires, but it was nice to have you on this call. Thank you all. Goodbye. Oh,